in the studio. Coming up next, we're going to play a fun game. That is makeup and price guessing. You guys are going to be put to the test.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Stay tuned.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
Is everything okay, everybody?
It's okay. Sorry.
No worries. I do care about your well-being. Now we're going to talk about this fun topic that has been started on Sina Weibo, actually. There's a new hashtag called How much does your boyfriend think your makeup costs? In Chinese, it's 男朋友觉得你的化妆品多少钱呢? It's got more than 250 million views and 230,000 comments to date. It's only been the last couple of days that it's been trending, and I thought it'd be super fun if, well, the gentlemen in front of me are obviously not my boyfriends. How could I have two at the same time, right? That is just not what I would do. You know, I'm a good person. So, but, you know, that doesn't stop the fun if I just ask you about all this stuff in front of me. I've got my makeup bag here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And, guys, can I just show you one thing? This is kind of like a pen kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little brush at the end. What
Ooh.
Do you think this is?
Well, judging by the brush, I'm going to go with my gut instinct on this. Other guys out there, I hope you're with me. I think it's for your eyelashes.
Mm.
What is your eyelashes?
It's mascara.
Well, you're close enough, because I thought we'll start with a simple one, as it's not mascara, but it does have something to do with your eyes, as the other side of this thing has a pencil-ish kind of thing coming out.
Eyeliner, then.
This is your... No,
you only get one guess.
What's this?
It's a eyebrow pencil.
Eyebrow?
It's Shu... Oh, okay, do you know what brand it is?
No.
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 Yeah, this is a little bit technical, I think. Yeah, it's Shuamura. Yeah. How much is it? That's the fun part.
All right. So, I'm going to guess 50 yuan.
50?
50 yuan.
No, at least it's 150.
Ooh.
Ooh. Actually, let me tell you the answer to that. If you get it in a shopping mall in Beijing,
mm-hmm.
it's 200 plus yuan.
Oh my god.
But if you get it at T3, Terminal 3 at the Beijing airport, it's 180. All girls out there, that's the best place to get imported makeup. Yes.
I don't think I could afford being a girl. Just throwing that out there.
Yes,
sounds
okay.
Expensive.
You're saying
I'm close to the answer, though.
yeah, you did really well.
Yeah, and Louis, you seem to know a little bit more about makeup, but let me just put you to the test again. Look at this little thingy. What do you think it is?
Oh, my God. It has a mirror.
It has a mirror.
And two places that looks like you probably dip something in it and then
put
that on your face.
Thing.
Blusher.
Oh, you sound so professional, but you are wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what a blush is?
Yeah, I know.
Saihong.
Yeah, blusher.
Okay.
So it's not a saihong.
No. Let me tell you. Oh, do you know, Ryan?
I was going to take a guess.
I just don't think you know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even give you the chance.
I want to guess that it is a mascara.
No. You're calling this thing with two powder thingies?
I'm guessing
the
I'm
mascara?
Wrong.
It's powder foundation.
No. Wrong again, Luoyu.
All right, we give up.
All of my chances.
It's a face contour kit. So it's...
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the Chinese?
What that is.
修容. Yeah, so
But it's
contour.
Not a concealer, like a 遮瑕霜, something
Dude,
like that.
Dude, you're wrong.
You just don't get
off.
It, bro.
But the
you
functionality is the same, to cover your blemishes.
There's no blemishes. What are you
Uh-oh.
Talking about? with a face contour, basically, it can redefine the shape of your feature and your face shape, but it requires technique in getting the grasp of it. And those who know me on Roundtable, I usually just wear my unadorned face proudly. don't give a damn with this kind of thing.
No.
But as you grow up, the job requires you to do all kinds of different things.
Even the radio station.
Even at a radio station. Sometimes I need to see people, be in front of the camera, and I had to learn to put on makeup.
Looking at this, I'm just I'm going to take a wild guess here. 200.
What about you, Lo Yu?
500.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what brand this is?
No.
Well, YSL? No. Okay, these guys are not only...
We're out of the loop, guys.
And they're blind because the brand is right up here. It's called Makeup Forever, so it's not that expensive. Oh. Luo Yu, again...
Oh, that's the brand's name.
I thought it was a phrase.
I think it's a slogan.
Makeup Forever.
I thought it was a slogan as well. So, sorry for that. We know nothing about it.
I'm speechless, guys. But Luo Yu, again, you've established that you're a guy with the cash. 300,
okay.
Yeah.
310?
Yeah.
Still, that's expensive.
Yeah. I know. So, okay, I think the part that we have agreed upon is that straight guys are dumb. No, that's not what I was going to say.
Hey. Well, we're definitely out of touch with the makeup industry. Mm. So I think it's definitely hard for us to relate to some of your purchasing needs, ladies. It's a little expensive.
Yeah, it's a little expensive, right? But why do you think the woman is wearing makeup? So
it's quite easy to understand, you know.
So it's not completely something that has nothing to do with you, gentlemen.
I think women show very good gestures when they put on makeups when they're on their dates, to have a flawless face, cover all the blemishes, and look good.
What kind of girl have you been dating with all this blemish and covering up that's going
on? No one is flawless, come on.
That's true, but just don't really like your speech right now, Mr. Lawyer. Ryan, you have something to say.
I was going to say maybe because of social norms, because stars and everybody's like putting on makeup, girls feel like, oh, like that's how you look really classy and all the models are doing it, so I should do it. And it's kind of like maybe... like that.
Yeah, or the work requires you to do that. I'm saying this, I really don't like doing it, but I feel I have to sometimes. And also, if you live in Japan, for example, it's so easy to identify a Japanese girl because they're always wearing flawless makeup. Yes, it has something to do with the setting as well. So one last thing, guys, do you prefer your girlfriend with or without makeup? Be honest with me. Ryan.
I'll let her decide.
Oh.
Okay. I would say makeup. Sure. All right. Makeup.
What about you, Luo Yu?
Makeup too.
Okay. Well, see, these guys, you know, the trick they play is you look the best with makeup when actually they think you should wear makeup. Okay. That's all for today. Bye.